And if there is no moon upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark forebodings too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
to say. And all that you eat, and everyone you meet, all that you sight, everyone you fight. And all that is now, and all that is gone, all that's to come, and everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the
tonight here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Our theme is called Another Side of the Dark Side of the Moon. And we've been recreating Pink Floyd's perfect album. Every song from side one, song one, to the end of side two. And that's what we concluded with. Earlier in the show, we had our first big set was the first vinyl side of the album, recreated through cool covers and live Pink Floyd versions. And you just heard the second vinyl side as reimagined, first by Alistair Foster and Dynamochrome with their cool cover version of Money off of the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd, Volume 1. And then a live version by Pink Floyd themselves off of the Pulse live CD, double CD. And I actually ended up acquiring a copy of that double live CD, one of the earlier versions that had a red LED mounted along the side, and it was powered by a AA battery. And originally that AA battery would last for like 6 months in the stores, and it would just flash on and off. a pretty cool thing. When I was in high school, actually, beginning my... Well, actually, it was at the end of grammar school that I began fooling around with electronics and building stuff like that. But in high school, one of the things that I made, which I thought was pretty remarkable technology at the time, was an LED blinker that, off of one D cell, would last for like years, an alkaline D cell. And I also ended up making an electric tie. The school that I went to was a prep school, and we all needed to wear suits and ties every day. Although this was the 70s, and in fact, the policies explicitly said leisure suits were acceptable instead of a jacket. Still had to wear a tie. And I made an electric tie around Christmas one year, and I got sent to the headmaster's office by one of the teachers who wondered if it was appropriate, but the headmaster said, he looked at me and he was like, "Bucher, get out of here." So, well, in any case, that blinking LED on the side of the Pulse CD was certainly a pretty cool thing in 1995. When I got the CD, I ended up first putting in a AAA battery just to see it flash. And then I realized, well, you know, I've got all these AAA rechargeables because I'm green that way. And because it saves money. Yes, there's another public service message for you. Use rechargeables and buy devices that handily take AAs and AAAs. But in any case, I then put a rechargeable in there, and then I had it blinking for a couple of days, and then it just seemed really silly. Amazing 1995 technology in 2016, not so cool anymore. We also heard Floyd Head in there with "Any Color You Like As Long As It's Black," and I found that on their Floydian Propulsion Project album. And then we heard two from the Bug Funny Foundation, "Brain Damage" and "Eclipse," on the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd, Volume 2. And that was wrapping up our recreation of The Dark Side of the Moon. But we've still got 40 minutes left for you. And we're going to be hearing Chuck Yu's report on last weekend's Honkfest in that time. Although first I wanted to mention that I was, for the first time since I was a kid, I was attacked by a dog last week while running on Monday, the Columbus Day holiday. In fact, it was pretty much right outside WMFO, the intersection of College and Boston Avenue, right in front of the big tough stairs. And I was just running along, and a young woman was walking a dog, and the dog lunged at me, the lower arm of my sweatshirt. He just bit into the sweatshirt and was tearing at it and everything. I was like, "Stop, stop." And I got him off of me. But the sweatshirt is just all ripped up. And I was certainly annoyed by that. But, you know, in retrospect, it could have been much worse. Thankfully, it was a situation where I didn't panic. And, you know, somebody else, perhaps you could have seen them running into the road to get away from the dog. And just moments before that, I had noticed a woman texting her way in a car along Professor's Row. And you know, in a situation like that, if somebody's walking along and they're forced into the road, they might have a chance if an alert driver noticed them, but not with a texter. And well, that thought leads me to what will rather somberly call the Dead Cambridge Bicyclists public service message. You know, so far in 2016, two bicyclists have been killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge. and many, many more have been injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities like texting or even talking on the phone, which may be legal, but it's a dumb thing to be doing. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. On June 23rd, 2016, Amanda Phillips, who is 27 years old, of Cambridge, she was struck and killed by a landscaping truck in Inman Square. And then, a week ago, on October 5th, Bernard Lavins, who was 60 years old, he was hit by a tractor trailer while riding his bike through Porter Square. And he's dead now. Yes, it really is a matter of life and death. And this has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford. People who care. Tufts Community Radio. Well, backing me up right now is Floyd Head and their cool cover of Pink Floyd's If the Tablomatic Theory. And now, let's hear some more community art news. Here's Chuck Yu and the participants of Honkfest 2016.
Excellent. And you live very close by to this. How do you feel about all these honkers coming into your neighborhood and taking over?
It's wonderful. Everybody's smiling.
And you are too.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great event.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
11 years of this now. What do you think of these people coming and taking over your neighborhood?
I love it. This is what neighborhoods are for. I mean, really. Having all these folks come from all parts of the country and locally is just an amazing thing. I think Honk is one of the social highlights of the entire year for Somerville. I really do.
And what do you think of today's event?
Well, so far so good. We're inspired maybe to come and join School of Honk next year.
Not this year.
Not this year.
You come to Honkfest? Why did you come here?
We're looking for my mom.
Oh, your mom's here. Good luck finding her. There's a lot of people here.
We have mobile phones now, so it's actually, you know, kind of easy to find somebody this way. Whereas when I was a kid, you know, we come here, we just have to look around and...
The only drawback is I tried calling Diane when we got separated, with all the cacophony, you can't hear your phone ring.
Oh, well, that can be a problem, yes.
Yes, not hearing a cell phone ring is about the biggest problem one could have at Honk. But the benefits and joy of celebration far outweigh that problem. Believe me, would I lie to you? Forward Marching Band from Madison, Wisconsin, were just one of dozens of bands to perform in and around Davis Square throughout the day and night on Saturday, October 8th. Forward Marching Band, acknowledging local political struggles during one of their sets. I asked band members how they were so keenly aware of a local issue.
The internet's a fabulous tool for that, and organizers who know how to use it. That's what's important. The resistthepipeline.org website is incredibly informative and well-designed. So that's a great example of electronic apparatus aiding effective activism.
And you enjoy coming here every year because you come back every year. You're almost like family. We see you guys here every year now.
The Honk Festival is wonderful, and we wouldn't exist without the Honk Festival because the example of an activist street band that the Honk Festival gave a name to, a honk band, is what spawned us. It let us understand, oh, we could gather together and make music in support of our activism. So we owe our existence to this Honk Festival.
So what brings you back here every year?
Look around! This is it. And then this town itself is just awesome. People, awesome place to come back, right?
More or less, our first performance was a big demonstration in February. There was 100,000 people around our square, and that was the first time we played out in public. I think we had like 10 drums and a French horn and an accordion. And
that was Ted McManus, Junko, and Dave of the Forward Marching Band out of Madison, Wisconsin. The Yes Man Brass Band came from Austin, Texas to perform at the Honk Festival in Davis Square.
What have you seen today that you've liked so far?
I've liked every band I've seen, and I can't name the names of them, but I've seen four bands so far, and I haven't even gotten to Bread and Puppet yet, which is always one of my favorites, but every band I've seen has been great in a different way, which is why Honk is so great.
Yes, I lived in Somerville for over 20 years, and I look forward to Honk every year. It's always on my calendar. I love Honk. I love the whole street vibe. I especially enjoy the bands that come from other countries like Italy and France, because they bring a little different perspective.
Bob from Somerville mentioning his preferred international perspective. The band Chaotic Insurrection Ensemble are from Montreal, Quebec. They taught the crowd a sing-along in French.
The next song is called On Lâche Rien. It's a French song. It has words. The words are On Lâche Rien. That means we will not give up. We would invite you all to sing with us. So let's try it together.
On Lâche Rien. On Lâche Rien. On Lâche Rien.
Politics are a key part of the Honk Festival. The Green Party for Jill Stein was out in force. I spoke with Kitty from the Green Party and asked her about how her message was being received.
Here at Honk Festival, we've had a really mixed reviews. We've had a lot of people who are interested in knowing more who really don't know anything about the Green Party platform, and we've been able to raise a lot of awareness, so that's given me a lot of hope, and it's made being out here a lot easier.
What do you say to people who say that might get Donald Trump elected?
I would say that Jill Stein is the only true feminist presidential candidate who's running. When we think about what feminism means, it does not mean only being concerned for the women and children in our country or for being a hero for them to look up to when we overlook the fact that there are women and children in Syria who are dying based on the aid of Hillary Clinton and her advice in the government.
But there's the issue of voting for Jill Stein versus voting for Hillary Clinton, and then Trump gets in on the minority vote.
Well, if Trump gets in, I'm honestly not terrified of that reality because of how closely the Donald Trump family and the Clinton family have been over all of the years. So I really think that it's going to be like Coke or Pepsi to have either of them in the office. However, as a Massachusetts voter for Jill, I'm aware that my vote will contribute to us garnering 5% at minimum to help us give a real chance for a representation of more than two parties.
That, of course, is her opinion. But I remember Ronald Reagan winning Massachusetts in 1980 with 48% of the vote and 5% going to an independent candidate. Jake is a volunteer at the Honk information table.
I mean, I remember the first time I discovered Honk was just randomly walking through Davis Square probably 8 years ago. And there were brass bands and people marching around and music. And I was like, whoa, what is this? What a cool thing that my community has. And so I've tried to come back every year since then. And I always absolutely love it.
People are happy here.
Yeah, it seems like a joyful, come as you are, be who you are kind of environment. And yeah, it feels good to be here.
Yes, it does feel good to be here. We'll go out with Boston's own Dirty Water Brass Band doing a Michael Jackson classic. This program was recorded, written, and edited by your host, Chuck Rosina. Thanks to Dave Goodman for providing additional field recordings. For more information about Honk, visit their website, honkfest.org. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Chuck Urozina, for that fine report on Honkfest 2016 in Davis Square, and also occurred around our whole greater Cambridge, Somerville, Camberville area. So up next, we're going to time travel back to 1966 and hear the full-length version of Pink Floyd in its original incarnation with Syd Barrett, Interstellar Overdrive. And that is coming up right now.
shocked because I hadn't seen it really since his breakdown.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme this evening has been called Another Side of the Dark Side of the Moon. And what we've been doing is recreating Pink Floyd's perfect album with two main sets, having cool cover versions and alternate live versions by Pink Floyd of all the songs on that album in the exact order that they were. And then we also mixed in Chuck Yu's Honkfest 2016 report, last week's multicultural art, music, noise festival in Davis Square and Somerville and Cambridge. And then we also heard a live version with the original Pink Floyd lineup of 1966 and 67 with Syd Barrett, Interstellar Overdrive. And then we also heard a cool cover version by Floyd Head of a song called Several Species of Small Furry Animals, More Than a Few Classes of Diminutive Hirsute Organisms Mix. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another sound collage for you, probably in a Halloweenish kind of theme. Not Halloween proper, but leading up to it. And stay tuned for Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And in the second hour, the jazz interlude. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
feature presentation.